Okay, we're starting at the bottom of page above my bed. We're discussing Rabbi Yehuda's position. Rabbi Yehuda makes a general statement, which you have in a bright, the Rabbi Yehuda Omer Suma in the Boshet. And Suma does not have a Boshet. We've discussed already, the Gemara already differentiated on the previous Amud, and Tosfos pointed out on this Amud, that when Rabbi Yehuda says Suma in the Boshet, that's if a Suma is the one who is Mivayesh, if he's the one who causes the Busha. But a Suma Yesh the Boshet, in terms of you embarrass a Suma, right? Like our Mishnah says, Mivayesh is a Suma Kayab. Despite the fact that Yehuda cannot be the author of our Mishnah, because our Mishnah makes a differentiation as such when it comes to Yashin, but it does not make such a differentiation when it comes to Suma. Then we discuss Rabbi Yehuda's position in general, which is that Rabbi Yehuda believes that a Suma is patur from a number of items, not just from being Mivayesh or paying for Boshet, but a Suma is actually patur from, he has a list of items here when it comes to a Suma of Rabbi Yehuda, which is that Mechaybe Galiot, right, which we know from Edim Zomimim to Boshet. You also know about Mechaybe Galiot, which Machlokes Rabbi Meir there. And then also Chaybe Mitos Beizdin and Chaybe Malkiot, Rabbi Yehuda's Poter Suma in all these instances, either because of Gzeir Shavar or Limud from the Milah. Now the Gemara is going to bring two alternative brachos which explain the position of Rabbi Yehuda. So this is Tani Idach, at the last line in Pei Bev and Mebet. Tani Idach, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Suma in Lo Boshet. Vechein Haya Rabbi Yehuda Potro Mikol Dinim Shema Torah. Not only is the Suma in Lo Boshet, meaning in terms of if he's Mivayet someone else, which implies if you look at the next line, Potro Mikol Dinim Shema Torah, I mean that's talking about the Suma himself in his actions. So the Suma is Patur Kol Dinim Shema Torah. My time is Rabbi Yehuda Makra. So you will judge between the Makeh and the Goel Adam on these, based on these Mishpatim. Anybody who has Shaykhut to, when it comes to Makeh and Goel Adam, then he has the Shaykhut to all the other Mishpatim. Anybody who has any Shaykhut to a Goel Adam and the Makeh, he's not including all the other Mishpatim HaTorah, or Mishpatei HaTorah. And we saw before, Rabbi Yehuda already established for us that Mechayve Galiot, right, is not, the Suma is not Chayv by Chayve Galiot, right, because of the limit of Belo Ra'ot, right, Belo Ra'ot that he learned means that it's a additional Miyut, right, it's a Miyut that comes after the assumption of Lachto Beisim Bayar, if he just went out there, including even a blind person. As it Bli Ro'ot sounds like only you're not Ro'eh in this instance, but other instances you are Ro'eh, and that's not to include a Sum'ah. So then, Tani Yidach of another.
Like
because Rabbi Yehuda's Chavash Right, exactly. Tani Yidach, but we'll see in a second why there might be a difference. Tani Yidach, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Sum'ah in Lo Boshet. Again, another bright to the Sum'ah in Lo Boshet. V'chein Rabbi Yehuda Patur, Mekol Mitzvot HaRumot to HaTorah. He's Patur for Kol Mitzvot HaTorah. I'm Rav Shisha, Brother of Idi, my time at the Rabbi Yehuda. What's the position? What's the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda? I'm a crab. Ilu ha-mitzvot ha-chukim ba-mishpatim. Kol she-yeshno b-mishpatim, yeshno b-mitzvot u-chukim. Kol she-yeshno b-mishpatim, eino b-mitzvot u-chukim. So anybody who is shayach b-mishpatim, right, as a shaykhut to mitzvot u-chukim, whoever is not involved in the mishpatim is also not involved in mitzvot u-chukim. Now, whether, what his source that he's not involved in mishpatim, is that the previous brisa? Or is it that fact that he's mentioned before, the other limudim of Rabbi Yehuda? But at least, if you don't have any, if you have some no shaykhut mishpatim, some of the mishpatim, then you're already excluded from mitzvot hukim. You need a shaykhut to everything. You have to be shaykh to kol. Now we have the famous story. Amar Rabbi Yosef, we saw this Gemara together in Kiddushin. The famous story of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef, who got sick later on in his life, he also was blind. Right? So therefore, whenever you want to get an expert in Targum, the Gemara goes to Rabbi Yosef. Because if you are blind, you can't learn, technically learn, Torah Shebechtav. The Torah Shebechtav has to be Nikra Mitochachtav, as created as a Ktav. So those that were blind became experts in Targum, because that's how they learned Torah Shebechtav. Now, Rabbi Yosef, who was blind, said, Mere Shabba, Amina, Mandamar, Allah, like Rabbi Yehuda, whoever says Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda, Damar, Suma, Potur, Mina, Mitzvot. A Suma is exempt from all the Mitzvot. Kavina, Yom, Tovul, Rabbanon, I would make a party for him. Make a big celebration. My time, because I'm not commanded to do the mitzvot, and I voluntarily do the mitzvot. It would make me into, you know, I look really good. If two mitzvot are mitzvot, then I still do all the mitzvot. Right, that's a wonderful thing. Now that I heard this position of Rabbi Chanina, or the statement of Rabbi Chanina, right, the principle that we know, that greater is the one who's commanded to do something and does it, rather than someone who does it voluntarily. Right, because the Yetzer Hara, right, the nature of a human being is to resist or reject what he's commanded to do, versus if someone does it voluntarily, you know, meaning that there's no yetzer against doing something voluntarily. So because of that, Mandaralei ain't halakha Rabbi Yehuda. Now I say anybody who says an halakha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, Abdina, I say I'm a Tovah the Rabbana. I'll make a party for them. My Tama, the Chimaf Kedina, he's like, if I am commanded, then I have more reward because I'm actually keeping that which is Mitzuveh versus that which is Enu Mitzuveh. So the two questions, one question which Tosus brings up over here, once Rabbi Yehuda has the limud that Suma is Pasim Mikol Mitzvot, then what is this issue about Suma Pasim Mi Boshet, right? Or Summer Zain Shachem Boshet? I mean, why is Boshet unique, or why is it all of a sudden a separate statement to Boshet if he's Pasur Mikol Mitzvot? That's what Tosus says. Yeah, look at Tosus. V'chein Rabbi Yehuda Pasur Mikol Dinim Shvetara. Tema. Im Kein, my area, the Pasur Yehuda of Boshet El. Balamali Gezerah Shavah, the Einecha Einecha. What do we need? Gezerah Shavah, the Einecha Einecha from Edim Zomavim. Because if he's Pasur Mikol Mitzvot Shvetara, or he's also Pasur from being when he's Mevayesh. That's one of the Mitzvot of Torah. But near the read, the Lusof Chazer Bo Yehuda Me Masha Yer Pasur Mi Boshet Levad. That originally, Rabbi Yehuda's position was built on just being poter from Boshet, and slowly that position expanded to include much more. And once it expanded to include much more, then he didn't need to make that singular statement that a suma is poter mi Boshet, or is no shayach lo Boshet. She must have drashot the poter mi mitav galut. Once he found him other drashot to be poter mitav galut, which then extended to kol mishpatim, or kol hakukim, inami, yivav the gully, grizer shav deinecha, the ktor suma, yasavara, the midrash gabi galut, kerebi meir. He says, had he not had the Einecha Einecha to teach you about Boshet, that's already indicative to Rabbi Yehuda which way the Limud should go versus Rabbi Meir. When it came to Galut, we had Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir. How does Rabbi Yehuda know his Drasha versus Rabbi Meir? His Drasha says, because he knows that from Einecha Einecha, right, that Boshet is Patur, and Zomimim are Patur. So that pushed him in a direction in that Limud, which set off the chain of events which make you Patur Mikol HaMitzvot. So this is asked from a Gemara in Brachos, which is very important. The Gemara of Rakha says Rabbi Yehuda, which is our Rabbi Yehuda right here, says, Koshula Ra'ami Arot Miyamah, Lo Yifrot Aleshma. Anybody who has not seen light ever, in that they were blind their whole life, should not be the Shliach Tibor. Afilu Ra'a Benitma, Nami Amar Hakha, the Potter Mikola Mitzvot. Problem is that our Gemara over here indicates that a Tuma is Potter Mina Mitzvot, irrespective of how he became a Tuma. So whether he was born a Tuma, or whether he became a Tuma later in life. The Gemara in Brachot seems to distinguish between whether a person was blind from birth versus if someone became blind later in life. We see no such distinction here. And based on our Gemara, it's almost the other way around. It seems so obvious that a suma is patur mina mitzvot. Right? He's no shaykh at all of the mitzvot. So Tosu says, makes an unbelievable statement here, says, Venira, the afa gav the patur Rabbi Yehuda. This is about the middle of the wide lines in that Tosu. Venira, the afa gav the patur Rabbi Yehuda, suma mikol mitzvot, mikol makom midrabonon mechayav. So even though a suma is patur mikol mitzvot midoraisa, midrabanan is chayav in the mitzvot. Now, Tosu says, wait a minute, just because someone's patur mitzvot midoraisa, we make them chayav midrabanan. What about isha? Daf agav, the isha mitzvot mitzvot seishra zman grama. Women are patorim from mitzvot seishra zman grama. Velo mechayvin and afilu midrabanan. We don't say that there's any mitzvot midrabanan for them to do it. Mishom, sheish mitzvot harbeit mechayev istuhu. So the Tosu says, when it comes to a woman is chayav or chayavet in many mitzvot. So her distinction as being Jewish is not in question because she performs many mitzvot. Fine, she has a tour, she has an exemption for certain mitzvot, but yet in totality she has plenty of mitzvot to do. Aval suma, ipatrat le mikol mitzvot, afilu midrabanan. Have we had no chiyuv midrabanan in mitzvot? Ikein avalei mikmo nochri. Shein noheg mitorat yisrael klal. Then he would be like a nachri, meaning there would be nothing to distinguish him as being Jewish, because he has no chiyuv in any mitzvot. Not in mitzvot d'oraita, and not in mitzvot d'rabanan. Lukach oto shelo ra'am me'oros miyamav. Born, if a person is born blind, afilu mid'rabanan lo yifrot l'shma. There, he can't be shma, he came to wait le'hana'ah, because he never had any hana'ah. He never saw any light, so he can't make the bracha. Avalim ra'av in istema, if he saw at some point in his life, and then became blind later on in life, chayav mi derabanan. He's chayav mi derabanan. V'motzi acher mi dei chovatam. Then he's able to be motzi other people. Oh, why? If he's only chayav derabanan, how can he be motzi other people? Dachayv nanim lo mechayv elo mi derabanan. Because everybody else is only chayav mi derabanan. What's this line in Tosfos? The kriyat shema derabanan he. Kriyat shema is only mi derabanan, which is a very difficult statement in Tosfos. Right? Kriyat shema is d'oraita, at least some portion of kriyat shema is d'oraita. My folks have shown him how much of kriyat shema is d'oraita, but at least it is mentioned in the Torah. Right, so I think you have to say that exactly. I think you have to say exactly what Tzvi is saying, that here, when you say lo yifrot aleshma, he's talking about the birkot kriyat shema that surrounds shema, because that's what he's being motzi to people. Right? The Kriyat Shema itself is not what he's being mosi them, but the Birkos Kriyat Shema. And because of that, that's Midrash Rabbanan. But you still run into another problem, which is the Tosos in
the levels of Rabbanan.
Right, different levels, or we're going to see a second is right. Different chiyuvim in the rabbanon, or the gemara. There's the gemara in brachos, the gemara in megillah, tosfos megillah, tosfos brachos, tosfos in one other place. I can't remember one or two other places. Mentions makoshin Rashi and tosfos with regards to chinuch katan. Right, when it comes to mechanech katan, who is chayav to be mechanech katan? Is it when we see this the rabbanon, mid rabbanon of chiyuv megillah the chinuch? Right, that he is chayav mid rabbanon. What does that mean? He's chayav mid rabbanon. Does it mean that the parent is obligated to ensure that the child does something, and the obligation is on the parent himself? Or is the obligation devolved on the child? The child is now chayav midrabanan. Makokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that the chayav is on the parent to ensure that the child does it. Tosfos says no, because we see that a katan can be motzid people in many instances. If he didn't have a chayav himself, then how could he not be motzid others? He has to have an individual chayav midrabanan to motzid someone else midrabanan. The Tosfos in Bent, he says, well, what do you do with all these Gemaras that say that a Katan cannot be Motzi, even though he's Chayav Midrabanan? So Tosfos comes up with this explanation, what's called Trade Derabanan. Right? When you have Trade Derabanan, then the Katan can't be involved. When you have a, for instance, Megillah, or Megillah might be more difficult, because maybe there might even be a Chiyuv Min Aktuvin to read Megillah, but assuming that it's only a Chiyuv Min Derabanan to read Megillah, nevertheless, the person who is obligated to read a Megillah Midrabanan, a Katan, right, is Chayav, only because he is Kigil, the Kinoch, which is the Rabbanan, plus the Megillah is the Rabbanan, he has trade the Rabbanan, so he can't be Motzi someone who has a single the Rabbanan. Should run into that same problem here with Suma. Right? Suma is, I have only because he's Chayvin only supposed to be the Rabbanan, plus now we have a Din Rabbanan of Birkos Kriyat Shema. So how could he be Motzi someone who has a singular the Rabbanan, which is a simply Chayav in Birkos Kriyat Shema? So Tosfos writes this here. He has to distinguish between them, otherwise his whole concept doesn't work here. Because otherwise you have trade the Rabbanan, and then the Summa shan't be able to motzi. Because when it comes to mitzvot, it's only to be mechanechim. That's not a true chiyuv. Dafgav b'chayim the Rabbanan, in poreis al-shema, lo siyachayim yidei chobatan. Tosfos shitato, a katan cannot be poreis al-shema, because it's a trade the Rabbanan. Suma should be the same case, so he distinguishes and says, no, the chiyuv de rabbanon that exists on the Suma, you must, I don't know how you have to formulate it, say that when they created like things like Birkos Kriyat Shema, it's not that they said that Suma is chayiv de rabbanon, but that Suma is included in that takana mid rabbanon of Birkos Kriyat Shema. Any takana de rabbanon or zera de rabbanon, Suma is included. There's a separate din, which is the oraisa, the Suma is also chayiv de rabbanon when he is patur. That will differentiate him from a katan, as opposed to making a point of here. It's an interesting distinction that he draws. Alright, next mission. Zech Chomer Ba'adam Yibishor. These are cases that we've seen before in the Gemara. Earlier, they shall be familiar to us. Shadam Yishalem Nezek, Tsar, Ripui, Shevet, Uboshet. The Chamishat Dvarim apply to Adam. Mushmeleim Dmei Vladot. He also pays for Dmei Vladot. If he injures a pregnant woman and she miscarries, he pays for Dmei Vladot. Yishor, Eno Mishalem Ela Nezek. Yishor only pays Nezek. Upatur Mit Dmei Vladot. He's Patur in both these instances. We've had these limudim before by the Chamishat Dvarim, it says Ish Be'amito, below Shor Be'amito. The obligation for Chamishat Dvarim only applies to Adam Chovel Chovel. And Patur Mitinei Vladot is also because we said that Anashim below Shvarim. When it comes to paying for miscarriages, it's only a din in Anashim and people who do Adam Chovel and not to do with Behema. Now, the other difference, the Makeh Aviv. Sorry, not another difference, but another statement here. Makeh David, we just saw it in the Gemara. Ve'et imo v'lasa ben chabura, person who hits their parents and does not cause any damage, meaning a chabura. V'chuvel v'chaveru v'yom et kippurim, someone who hits his friend on Yom Kippur, there's only a few karet, chayav v'kulan, and he's chayav v'chamishat v'rim. Chuvel v'evet ivri, chayav v'kulan. Evet ivri is like a full-fledged Jew, and therefore if you hit an evet ivri, he's entitled to all of them. Chutz min ha-shevet. Except for the unemployment, which we discussed in the right the end of in yesterday's daf about exactly where how the shevet gets distributed, machlokas zavayin and rava. Zman shehu shalom, right? When he is belongs when he chutz min shevet zman shehu shalom. Except for the shevet when it belongs to him, meaning that if the evet ivri belongs to him himself, right? Then if he's called up the evet ivri, then the shevet is what he owns, right? So he's paying himself for the shevet. So that again will depend on machlokas zavayin and rava how much of the shevet belongs to him. Someone who damages an evet kinani of someone else is chayev in all of these items. Right? So, why is that? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein lavedin boshet. Rabbi Yehuda says no, avadim are excluded because avadim did not have boshet. We quoted that yesterday, right? That ain avadim boshet. Cheresh, shota the katan, p'tiatan ra. This is the famous Mishnah. The cheresh of the katan, p'tiatan ra. Chovel b'hem chayav. Chen shchablu b'acherim turim. Are they that damage other? If you damage them, you are chayav. Whereas if they damage others, they are turim. And because they're not the bnei chiyuva, you have cheresh of the katan. They're all excluded because they're not bnei chiyuva. Ha'evin v'isha p'tiatan ra. Evin and isha. Now the reason evin, sani, and isha are categorized separately from cheresh of the katan. Because their patur is different. A chuvel behem chayav. One who damages them is chayav. Behem shechavlu bechayrim p'turim. They who damage others are p'turim, but not p'turim like cheresh over the katan. Cheresh over the katan are p'turim legamrei. They have no obligation because they are not bnei chiyuva. Vanisha ve'eved kinani. They are actually chayavim, right? Ella that it's deferred. Their ability or their obligation to pay is deferred because they don't have an ability to have independent ownership when they're doing the damage. Abo mishayim lechayrim man. If they become independent somehow and they acquire possessions, they will have to pay. The chiyuv exists. Nidgarsha isha nishtachrera evit chayvim mashalim. That the woman gets divorced or the evit kani is freed, then he will have to pay for that obligation. A makir aviv v'imav atza ben chabura, person who is his parent, does a chabura v'chovel v'chamer v'shabbat, Shabbat where there's a chiyuv skila, then patur mikalam, then he's patur from all five devarim, mishu nidon b'nafsho, kim lehi, the rabbi minei, says he has a din of chiyuv mitzvah, he doesn't have to pay. Now, whether he has to pay, we said that, let's say the day Shemayim, whether he has to pay or not, we discussed the quote at the earlier stage in the Gemara. Chovel v'evet kanani shalo patur mikulan. Person who damages his own kevet kanani is patur mikulan, because he owns whatever his evet kanani goes. Whatever payment or compensation he's going to make to his evet kanani, he's really just going to come right back to him because hosh kona evet kona rabo. So whatever an evet acquires belongs to his master. Obviously, the exception is where he hits them to the point where he goes free, right? Where he does a, hits out a shein ayin, right? Where he does damage to an eber that is, not chuzer, that does not repair. Okay, by me, Rabbi Elazar and Rav. So Rabbi Elazar asks Rav a question. Ha'chuvel bevat ktana shel acherim chavala lemi. This is a question, basically the rest of the daf we're going to discuss. This question of Rabbi Elazar from Rav. Person who damages another person's daughter who's a minor.
Which Rabbi Elazar?
Is a the Amora, I assume. Rabbi Elazar,
wasn't he Israeli? I mean, Rabbi Elazar.
Rabbi Elazar, right. But Rabbi was in Israel originally, and then he came over to Bavel. He started out because he was a Talmud of Rabbi at some point, right? And he moved over to Bavel, as we discussed earlier in the Gemara, that when Rav came to Bavel,
right?
So that means that he was in Eretz Yisrael beforehand, or the question was sent to him from Eretz Yisrael. They have to ask either one of those two options. Alright, person who damages another individual's minor daughter, who does the damage belong to? Since the parent is acquired, so the father is entitled to Shevach Nurim, the Av, does that belong to the Av? So too, the Chavalah will belong to the father, just like the Shevach Nurim belongs to the father. How do we know that the Shevach Nurim belongs to the father? Rashi says, because it says, the Nureah Beit Aviyah. Bo Shevach Nurim Aviyah. Right, that's the passage that's found in the Parsha of Nidarim. So there it says, the Nureah Beit Aviyah, Bo Shevach Nurim Aviyah. My time is Av Chatzah Mikatzpa. Right, because what? He's lowered her value. So he entitles him to the Chavalah Beit Aviyah. Shevach Nurim Dakne Le Rachmana. Or maybe Shevach Nurim is all the father is entitled to. Why? Because what is he entitled to do? He's entitled to marry her off to some degenerate in society. Whoever wants to marry off to. So since he can be pugeya with her with regards to Kiddushin, then he's entitled to the Kiddushin. Matzi Matzer. Aval Kabbalah. But maybe when it comes to damage, he's not allowed to damage his own daughter. Right? He's not allowed to damage his own daughter, so he's not entitled to her chavalah. How do we know he's not allowed to damage his own daughter? Rashi quotes, she's a Jewess. Barbara, although you'll see Pen Yosef, meaning that's the din that you're not allowed to Pen Yosef like a dog, and if you're going to hit the person, the Baal Din, who is required to have Mount Close, so you're not allowed to go over that amount. There's a restriction against hitting a person in general. So you see that there's a restriction. Now, Rashi over here says that the source for the fact that the Shevach Nurea Beit Aviyah, that the fact that you get all Shevach comes from the Nurea Beit Aviyah. First of all, the problem with that is that that's a quote from the Dinim of Nidarim. In the end, the Gemara in Kedushin says that's a Din to Nidarim. And the Gemara has a different source, right, than the source of Nurea Beit Aviyah. that the Gemara learns it out, Shar Dvarim, from something else. And the truth is, and that is because he has the ability. What did they learn from? The fact that the father has the ability to marry his daughter off to anybody. That's what entitles him to get the guest of Kiddushin. That's a Rashi quotes the second time around, not in the first explanation. So Tosfos says here that when you say Shevach Neurim La'av, Rashi literally quotes the Pasuk of Shevach Neurim La'av, which is a quote from the Mishnah, from the Pasuk in the Darim. So it says that's not the case, and Tosfos says that this is a, like we've had a lot of these in Baba Kama, a Lashon Mush'al. That when you say Shevach Neurim, it does not literally mean that limud. Alright, what does it mean? It says, we are the whole Dukhte, the Naki Shevach Neurim, L'simono Ba'almanakte. That doesn't literally mean that limud of Shevach Neurim, because that limud is by Nidarim. But it's coming to be Mar'eh, on general, about Lo Mishum D'mapik Menurel. Not because of that, but just that the father is entitled, right, to Kesef Kiddushin. He's entitled to certain parts of his daughter's situation. And that's why it's called. It's not a, that it's literally that limud, but rather it's Menurel Beit Aviyah, or Shevach Neurim La'aviyah. That is a Lashon Mush'al, which tells me wherever it comes to. Right, Shevach Neurim, meaning that the Kiddushin, he's entitled to the Kesef Kiddushin. Right, so just different than Rashi brings. The Rashi seems to reverse the position when it comes to the second part over here. He says that the source is because of Yad Olimpiyat Tita, that's why he gets the Kesef Kiddushin. Alright, now, what's the answer? So Amarle, Lozakta Torla Adel Shevach Neurim Bilvad. Rav says, all he's entitled to is Shevach Neurim. Okay, when he says Shevach Neurim, is the Simon Valma, okay, not that high Lishna. Because, basically, Shevach Neurim is, he's entitled to the Ketzef, Kiddushim, and nothing more. Eitz ve'achobo be'evit Ivri, chayiv be'kulan, chutz min ha'shevet. Comes to an Evit Ivri, you're chayiv in everything except for Shevet. It's man shu shalok, when he belongs to him. So what, what you see from here, right, that you don't say that you give the Shevet to his Fubo, right, so he's patur. Because why? Why is he patur when it comes to an Evet Ivri that by Shevet, by Adam Kumin, why is he patur? Because it's his output, right? It belongs to him. So what about the Ketana? Well, who is the output? Who is the Masi Yadel of a Ketana both belong to? Her father. So why shouldn't he also be father? Abaye, Moser Rab, the Shevet. Rab has to agree by Shevet. The Masi Yadel, I shed Bagrut Avalavi. That he has to agree when it comes to right. Ain't no Hanami when we talk about the Kamisha Dvarim that it goes to the Ksana. That's the exception of Shevet. Shevet belongs to the father because Masay Yadav belongs to the father. Just like when Eben Ivri, the Shevet belongs to the Adon. The Etebet, Akhovel Bibno Agadol, Itein Lo Miad. Person who damages his own son that is, sounds like here, over the age of a mitzvah. He has to give him, pay him out right away. He has to pay him for the damage. Bibno Akhazania Silos Kula. Is a minor child, he has to make something, he has to put something into a deposit for him, he has to make some sort of long-term investment for him. Patur. Someone who damages his minor daughter is patur. Not only that, right, that it not only is the father patur, but someone else does damage to her, they must pay the father and not the daughter. This is explicitly against Rav. So how can I make a Shevet? No, we're going to explain this brisa with Shevet. Right, that's referring to Shevet. Where is the father patur when he damages his young daughter? That's when he is done with Shevet. Where is the father, one recipient of the payment from another person when he damages his daughter? That's Shevet, that is unemployment. Okay, now the Gemara says, Is that really true? This brisa that says by Benoah Gadol that he gives him immediately, very immediately we have another brisa. Someone who damages the children of another individual, gizolin, if they are over the age of mitzvah, he gives them right away, pays them because they are independent. If they are ktanim, he makes for them again some sort of long range investment that they'll get later on. If it's his own children, patur. Then he's patur. Wait a minute, we just had a brisa before. We said that if it's chovel bibno gadol, he has to pay him right away. If he's born and it's b'danim tanim, then he makes the school up. And then over here, the brisa is explicitly that he's patur. How do you explain one case he's patur and one case he's chayav when it comes to his children? But that's the Gemara explain that brisa to Shevet. But over here, it sounds like he's patur. Right, so here it's the actual child, his own child, he's patur the gamre. We can't talk to Shevet. Over there it says, whatever the other Brisa men talk about, even if I met Shevet, right. Said he's Chayav. Right, but he's still saying Chayav. The previous Brisa says Chayav, this one says Patur. Imre, Lokasha. What's the, how do you explain it? Kanshin sumchim al shulchanot, kanshin sumchim al shulchanot. Difference is, what's the relationship between the children and the father? Right, when we talk about children, children can come into two categories. Children can be independent, and children can be dependent. So if they are independent, then the father is chayav to pay them because they are independent. That's the first price, though. That's why you have to pay them. In the present, which is what, where he's matur, is that they are dependent. Since they're dependent on the father is entitled to the payment that comes out of the children. So by Yulkim Tilakamaisa, so how do you explain the first price now? They're independent. They're independent. Then what are you going to do with the seifa of that? And Mishnah says that when he's chovel to bitoch tana, he's patur. How can he be patur? If they are independent, then Masa Yadea should be for herself. I mean, why does she give her Masa Yadea to her father, technically? Because we see, Tosus mentions this here, we see an equation throughout the Gemara that Masa Yadea equals Mizonot. Right? So whenever you are getting Mizonot, you give your Masa Yadea to that person. So the father is entitled to the Masa Yadea of Tanah. That's how we explained the previous Mishnah, that Masa Yadea belongs to him. Well, the Masa Yadea belongs to him, that's true if she is getting Mizonot from the father. But if you're saying, Lo Somech al Shulchanot, that the first bride is coming in a case where they're independent, the children are independent, then the daughter is not getting Mizonot from her father. If she's not getting Mizonot from her father, then she should keep her own Masa Yadea. Her Masa Yadea belongs to herself, and therefore if the father damages her, he should have to pay her Shevet, because she's working independently now. How do you say, Chol Bel Vibitok Tanah, Patur? Lo, Elachem Shchavu Bachayvim Latin Laviyah. What do you mean? Why are they paying it to her father? By the means of law, they should pay it to the daughter herself. She's an independent. She's doing her own work and paying for her own food. Why should it go to the father? It should go to her. So as he buys his own egg, she's got to buy her own food. The Gemara says, even according to the one who says, like we said before, whether you can say to an Eved Kanani, right, work for me, and I'm not going to feed you. You work all day, kuliyoma, well the earth at night, zil sakhabakal. Go and scrap around and find your own food. You can have an every tonight, it works like that. You work for me during the day and at night, go out and get your own food. That you can have such a position. About Evid Ivri. When it comes to an Evid Ivri, the Khtiv, he told him up that it's good for him with you. Imchabim akal, imchabim ishteh. He's got to be on equal level with you. Lo, you're not allowed to do that. So when it comes to an Evid Ivri, you must be mizaneh him. You have to feed him. Look, kosher can't be told, right? When it comes to his daughter, certainly, right, that it should be, he's chayav to feed her. So you can't have a situation when there's independence of the daughter where he's mizaneh. Kadama Rava Brei the Rabula, Lo Nitzricha Ella Lehadafa. Right, so it has to be for the extra. So if the father is obligated to provide the mizonot to his daughter, and therefore her Masa Yadea equal, right, mizonot, if he is not feeding her, then her Masa Yadea belongs to herself. As opposed to the Eved Kanani, where you could create a situation where you're not feeding him, and you get his Masa Yadea, where you really own him, and you get everything from him. That you can't create with the daughter. You can't create a situation where you're getting both her Masa Yadea and not feeding her. That's an implausible situation. So that's the case. How do we explain this, that he's by Vito Ktana, that he is patur, right, when it comes to a chovel of Vito Ktana, he's patur, yet she is independent. So when I say Zahadafa, that there is Masa Yadea, which equals Mizonot. Since she's not being fed Mizonot, she keeps her own Masa Yadea to feed her Mizonot. What happens if she exceeds the value of Mizonot she needs with the Masa Yadea? That Hadafa also belongs to the father. So we're talking about that excess above what provides her own Mizonot, then that excess belongs to the father, because we do not see an equation between Hadafa and Mizonot. There's no such equation. That belongs to the father. Therefore, the father is Chovel Ba. He's Chayav in her Shevet, right, in the main Shevet, but he's Patur for the Hadafa, because that belongs to him. Same with the Achirim, who are paying for the daughter. Right, they are Patur for the Hadafa, but they still have to pay, or they pay the Hadafa to the father, and they pay the main core of Masa Yadea to the daughter.
What's the equivalent to in the Ben?
Ben doesn't have this equation. Ben doesn't have a din of Masa Yadea.
Why is the father entitled to the
Hadafa? Because there's no equation between Hadafa and his Zonot. Right. That's not.
Okay, but.
And since he's entitled to Masa Yadea, he didn't trade it off. So since she's very independent.
So it still derives from the original.
Yeah, right. Five came to the Batraita. So this is your question. See? And. Okay, the second Batraita. The Smuchim al Shulchanot. You explain the second Batraita as being a case where they are dependent. Gedolim yitin lahem miyad, kitanim yafil lahem skula. Amai! Right? Avim by the mitzvah. What do you mean? If other people are paying over here, what happens here? We said that. We mean, Al-Khovel b'benav b'notav shal acherim, gedolim yitin lahem miyad, kitanim yafil lahem skula. Why is another person paying the children? Why is he giving the money to the children? The money should go to the father. If you explain the second bright is why is the father chayav, right? Or why is the father patur? It's because they are dependent. If they are dependent, that means if other people damage them, who should the money go to? The money should go to the father. Why are we paying the money directly to the children in that case? So Mar said, "By the Imre, tika kapid b'midei dekochoser." No, okay. Where now the Mar to make a distinction here is where is the father entitled to payment that goes to the children? He's entitled to payment that goes to the children b'midei dekochoser. Right, that is when things that are caused loss. I mean, there's a loss, and that's reparations to loss. B'midei de'atam yalma lo kapid. When things come from independent parties and third parties, right? Then he's not makpid. Va'amitzia. What about a mitzia? So me alma ka'atu lehuva ka'kopi. We know by mitzia katan, by mitzia katan, it belongs to the father.
Why the lo-kopi? Lo-kopi?
He's not makpid to take the money himself. He allows the children to take independent ownership.
It sounds like it's really is a mishur sadin.
Yes, yes, it's his, but he's able. He's mocha on it, basically. That's the idea.
He's not mocha. Once we said that.
Right, that's the coming. I thought to ask you a question. I'll read it in a second. Thought to ask you a question. What, you know, how do they know? How does the Chachamim know this? Right? So the Gemara says that there's a Mashiach Da. I'll read the Tosfos in a minute, right? So he says, "Va'amitzia da'amo ka'ati luhuba ka'kopid." Mitzia comes from independent party, and there we say Mitzia ka'tadam belongs to the father. Right? So Gemara says, "Imrei, revocha the ka'ati luhumi alma filetu saro the gufayu begava kopid." When it comes to things that come from the outside, which there's no pain to the child, there's no loss to the child, then the father is makpid, and he says that belongs to me. You're dependent. You got to give it to me because nothing happened to you in order for you to get this. This is a windfall. A windfall that belongs to me. When it comes to damage that's done to the child, that there is some pain that they went through, and it comes from another party, then the father's not makpid, he says, let the children have it. Okay, again, but if the father damages the children himself, he's going to be patur because, truthfully, the money belongs to him. So when it's his own money and it's mechitzaron to him to pay out money, then he doesn't pay to the children, he's makpid. When it's coming from a third party, he says, okay, you guys can keep it, you got some damage, you got hurt, you take that as reparations for it. If they find it in fiat, they find something out there, nothing went wrong with them, then he says, that's a windfall, windfall belongs to me because you are eating from my household, you're part of my estate, you are dependent.
The person should say
Wait a minute, the case by the Tana. The end of that bright says by Tana, what's the din? That if the independent party, third party damages the Tana, then where does the money go? Goes to the father. Now what do we have? What's the case there? Daughter's injured or hurt, that's Daro. And it's coming from a third party. So what do we say? Before the father is not Makbid. The father's not Makbid, then why is it going to the father and not the daughter? I mean, if you want to be consistent through the bright stuff, that money should go to the daughter and not to the father. Why is the bright say it's going to the father? Right, so Imre Hasam the Gabra Kaptano Dain Smuchim Ashukhano Afilamide Atilin Alma Kopid. Right, no, in the previous Brisa when we said the first Brisa, we said that they are independent. What does it mean that they're independent? They're independent because he is not feeding them. If he's such a kapdan, this is what you guys read, if he's such a kapdan that he doesn't feed his own children, then certainly he's makpid when money comes into the household and he's gonna keep money, even coming from third parties, even when there's injury, he's gonna keep it. The second brisa, we see that he's not a gavra makpid. Why? Because he's letting his children eat from him. He's allowed to benefit from his estate. Right? When is he makpid? That's only when there's a loss to him. When things that come from independence, right, there is not makpid. So let's go over this quickly. We have the first brisa. The first brisa explained to us that a person, when it comes to a chovel, right, the benach is all and benach, then he has to pay them. What is the case? In that case, that's a case where it is los somchim ashulchano. They're independent. Since they're independent, he has to pay them money because he's not entitled to their money. They are independent people. Now, when it comes to chovel b'torah, they're not patur. Why is he patur? If they're independent, why is he patur? Explain that was doing with shevach. with the Shevet. That was unemployment. The Gemara says, okay, unemployment doesn't help you because if she's not Nizan, she's not getting sustenance from him, he's not entitled to a Maaseh Yadav. So what are you paying up? That's Hadafa that you're paying up. Ah, we said now that a person who is Makbid is not Makbid on compensation that comes from third parties when it's injury to the one of his children. Here you have a daughter that's injured, right? And there's no loss to him. So why is it going to the daughter? We say when the Chovel Ba'achirin, it goes to him. Why is that? So we said over here, it's clear, his price is a kapdana. This guy is, someone doesn't let his own children eat from his table, he makes them independent, his bito akana is already independent, he throws her out, and he's also going to be makbid on any payment, and he's going to keep all the money. Yes, exactly. So that's the hafada. This hafada, right, entitled him to keep the money, even though we say otherwise he wouldn't keep the money. Now, comes the second brisa, which we said, achubel b'benav b'notav shil achirim, gedolim b'tein lehem miyaz, b'tein lehem skula. He pays to those children. Why would they pay to those children? Because a father's not makfid in that case. Because they were damaged, and it's coming from an indirect third party. There, he's not chaser, and it's damaged to them. He says, you keep the money. Even though they're smuchim al shulchano, he says, you keep the money. How come? Oh, the fact that he's smuchim al shulchano, we see that this is a gavra. So no kapyana he. Alright, so this is, if he damaged his own children, he's patur. Why is he patur? Because there, he's coming out of his pocket. It's a chitaron. There, he's makfid, so he'll keep the money, because they're shomech al shulchano. They are dependents, and it's his money, really. So, Imre, so that explains the second right to Mitzia, who explains the windfall. When it comes to windfalls, then the father is makbid, even when they are smech al shulchano. Right, there's no sacrifice on their behalf, and therefore they are entitled to the money. Now your question in Tosfos, I just want to show you this. He says, "What it meant? How do you know that that it all belongs to this person?" Here, down below, last Tosfos. How can Allah finish the copy? The Imtomar came into Minadin, Shevet Av. Right, in Minadin, Minatorah, the Shevet really belongs to the father. Right, when the father is makfid, like in the first price, then we say the shevet goes to the father, at least the adafa of the shevet goes to the father. Right, even when that's smukim shulchan, at least for the excess. So all of a sudden, how come over here we say, oh yeah, he's not makfid, there's some ekel shulchan, let her keep the money. What do you mean? So it says, if you look in the last line, towards the last line, it goes, Imkein, Marwa Chamim, the begavatable kapdan. Guy is not a pin, he allows his children to eat from his shulchan. Amar Bavat Tana Shalachim, Yasela Skula. Afilu B'Shevet. Why don't we say, make her a, right, Skula? B'Shema Amdu Chachamim Dato Shal Az. This is how he says, that there is an Umdana, right here, that the Yodim Shemochel Lahem Shem Sar B'Gufayu B'Midei Gokot Zivei V'Azu Lahum Alma. So even though Midah writes, he's really entitled to this money, he's entitled to the Masi Yadeh of his daughter, nevertheless, the Gemara, or the Chachamim, made a sha'ara, they made some sort of assessment that people who are not makfid on their children, well, when there is sar begufa, allow the daughter to keep it even though he's entitled to midoraisa. So this comes to your question, Shaul and Yosef, that basically, if the guy explicitly says that he is makfid, it might be that he's entitled to it because that's midoraisa. Nachamim mashair. You have to understand then, what's the din of chachamim over here? When we say the lo kabdan, is that just their general assessment that you can be makfid? If you say, I don't want the chachamim or the assessment of chachamim, or, when the Chachamim did that, they were Mafkia, you're right, anymore, Midoraisa. And you have to look at what type of the kind of Chachamim it is over here, and that will then determine whether you can be, you can say, I am Mafkia, and I want to keep it. So.
The context, I agree with you. So, you see, this guy is not a captain, so.
Just the question, then, once the Chachamim did that in context, what did they do? What power did they use in that takana? Alright. Now, last thing, let's finish up here. My skula. You said all these kids along here, you make them a long-term investment. What's a long-term investment? You want to know? Not Mr. Madoff. Rechim Shamar, Sefer Torah. Rechim says you invest in a Sefer Torah. Rabbi Ravuna Amar, Zikla Dachamine Tamret. Invest in a palm tree that has long-term growth and it has fruits that come out of it.
Seems that their machlokas is about exactly how this stored value works. You're going to buy something that has long-term value and something that the child in the interim can get benefit from it easily or use out of it, and that use does not detract from the value. So is it a Sefer Torah, which has long-term value for the child that will maintain its value, does not diminish in value just because it's used, and in the interim the child can learn from it, so he gets benefit in the interim, plus he gets the long-term stored value? Or do we say like a palm tree which probably doesn't need a lot of care, and he's buying him a fully grown palm tree, and it produces fruit each year, so the palm tree will retain value over a long period of time, and yet in the interim the child will be able to eat the fruits easily from the tree. So it seems that the machlokas revolves around whether the spiritual aspect of limud haTorah's peirot is sufficient, or do you need actually physical peirot? Do you need actually peirot of the dekel?
Now, Chena Meresh Lakish is going back to Rav's statement at the beginning of the Gemara that Ektana is only entitled, the father is only entitled to buy Ektana Shevach Nurim, which means Ketzet Kiddushin, and nothing else, not to work Kabbalah. Chena Meresh Lakish goes Zach to Torah Av and the Shevach Nurim Bilvad. That's it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Psiya Psiya. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the father is entitled to everything, even at Psiya Psiya. I think you have to, he says, Psiya Psiya is Petzah. I assume the word Petzah. We learn from Petzah, Dr. Petzah, Tsar. So even pain. That is, right, of the daughter, the father is still entitled to this. So after that, I mean, Afilu Rabbi Elazar, Lokumi Bailei Ala Chavala de Achpatomi Kaspol. Right, the question, the original question of Rabbi Elazar to Rab, we thought was only about Nezek, when there were diminishments in value. That's when he asked this question. That he's not even asking about. Rabbi Yochanan is even beyond that and says, even when there's Sarah, even when there's no Chatamim, it belongs to the father. So Rabbi Lutzer's question was only about when there's chatamim, when there's a diminishment in the value of the woman, where at least you have a habamim to say it belongs to the father. Why? Because he's entitled to sell her either as a shifka, or as an ama ivriya, or he can sell her as a kiddushin. He's entitled to ketzet kiddushin, so the term of chata. So Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, shepata b'fanah, v'chata mikatzpa. Rabbi Yochanan's statement could be where he cuts up in her face, and there is it's not simply tsar. It's not simply a damage that doesn't impact the father. This does impact the father. Why? Because now he can get less kids if you do shim. He disfigured her somehow. He did something to her face. And that disfigurement is a loss about there is real nezek here. With that nezek, that's the question that Rav Elazar asks, whether it belongs to the father or not. Rish Lakish and Rav say it belongs to the daughter. And Rav Yochanan says no, it belongs to the father in this instance.
So based on the conclusion of the Gemara, by Shevet and Tsar, there is no machlokas. Everybody will agree by tsar that it belongs to the daughter, because the father has no shaychut to the tsar, unless there's hefsed mamon. And when it comes to shevet, everybody will agree that the shevet belongs to the father, because the masiya del iktana belongs to the father. Of course, the exceptional case will be where the father is not providing her mizonot, and then her masiya del belongs to herself. And then you have the issue of hadafat, the excess masiya del will still belong to the father. Their machlokas will revolve or be on nezek, Ripoy, and maybe Boshet. Nezek and Ripoy, because those are items that the father would have to expend, and therefore the Nezek affects the father and the value that the father has in the daughter, the Ripoy that he would have to provide her medical attention, and that belongs to the father. Boshet will depend on the machlokas we saw yesterday and what the Boshet is for. May the benefit of the Boshet really belongs just to the daughter, the Boshet has impact on a broader set of people. Okay, we'll stop over here.